So we're literally at the end of the Sefer. And he, what we're describing is the method that the Avos took in order to reach Einon Milvado. Now we basically said last time that he describes over here two mahalchim, how a person, two ways a person can reach Einon Milvado. The one is through Moshe Rabbeinu's mahalchim, one is through the Avos' mahalchim. The Avos, Hashem, he says, is that they were in the world of Elokim. The Avos were in the world of Elokim. They were in the world that we're supposed to be in. They were in our world. And he says, that's why when we even refer to Hashem himself as Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, because they were in the world of Elokim, they were in the world of Teva, they were within the spectrum of the world. Hashem did not really do, you know, that was there, and within the Teva, they saw the Einon Milvado. They saw the Einon Milvado within the nature, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, like we said, the pasuk of Va'era, that nobody experienced prophecy, no one experienced spirituality, no one experienced godliness the same way Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu experienced it through the Havaya itself, through the Yurkivavka. He was able to live in Shemayim. He was able to live in a different world. And that's how he experienced it, not the same way that the Avos did. Now, the Avos also, in their Mahalach, where they lived in nature, but they saw through it, and they saw that Hashem is the Bala Kochos Hula within nature, they also were able to overcome nature. Like we said, Avraham Avinu was thrown into the Kivshan Aish, and he lived. But it was different than Moshe Rabbeinu, who basically didn't see the nature at all. Okay? And that's what it says, that the difference in the prophecy of Avram Avinu versus the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. The prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu was Pet El Pet Adaber Bo. The prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu was Hashem spoke to him directly. Kasher Yidaber Ishal Re'ein. The same way I'm talking to you right now, that the same way one person speaks to the other, that was the relationship how Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Avos was not that way. The Avos were the same as every other Navi, that a Navi has to leave this world to connect to Hashem. A Navi can only speak to Hashem when they're not in this world. They cannot be in their guf, because their guf creates a certain amount of chatzitza. When you're in this world, you can't experience that level of Hashem. Hashem can't appear to you that way. And by the way, this is what Rav Shach writes. Rav Shach says, this is an idea that was brought in Ruach Haim, way back when we went to, that Rav Shach says that, you know, one of the questions is that how do we understand the Nisayon of the Akedah? After all, you know, last week's parasha, after all, Hashem himself told Avram Avinu to do it. So it's not like, okay, should I do it? Should I not? What should I do? He got a direct commandment from God himself. So if Shach says, based on this concept, it's not like Hashem came to him and said, go do that Akedah. The Nevuah that Avram Avinu received, right, is not as clear as the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. It requires a certain level of interpretation. And therefore, it's possible that Avram Avinu could have interpreted it, if he wanted to, as saying, no, he didn't really mean that. He meant something else. He, you know, like Yaakov Avinu said, right? I'll give away all of his money. He'll become poor. Poor person's like dead. It's like, I killed him. I'll make him blind. You could have done all sorts of shtiklach to getting out of the Akedah. But Avram Avinu, he didn't allow his Negia to redefine the prophecy. That's all in the world of Avram Avinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he heard it directly from Hashem. That's why the Torah had to come through Moshe Rabbeinu, because we don't want room for any interpretation. The Torah is from Hashem, word for word, exactly the way Hashem said it. So that's only through the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara, he says further, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, his humility was greater than the humility of Avram Avinu. Because Avram Avinu said, Anochi afar va'efer, I am dust and dirt. But dirt has a metzias to it. Dirt is something. It's very low, it's very worthless, but it's something. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'nachnu ma, I am nothing. So in the depth of that statement, what they're saying is, Moshe Rabbeinu lived in the Havaya. In the Havaya, there's nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu realized his goof, he was absolutely nothing. He doesn't really even exist in the world of Hashem. Avraham Avinu understood everything is Hashem, but in our world, I'm something. I'm not chashuv and Hashem, and I have humility, but I'm something. But that's two different ways of looking at it, right? So that's he's saying is the depth of the Gemara, that when you're living in the world, then you understand you're something. Moshe Rabbeinu reached that level. It's unbelievable if you think about it. He was the highest human being to ever live. And yet, he's the only human being to ever live to realize that he's nothing. Which is a direct stira, if you think about it, right? The highest human being should think he's the least out of everybody. How does that work? The answer is, in his world, he realized the true makom. Hashem is the makom of the world. So the more you realize the greatness of Hashem, the more you realize, what in the world, who do I think I am? All right. So the greater you are, that's how you could realize you're nothing. And there's a famous joke about in the Vardik. So there was in Europe, there was two great Musar yeshivas. There was the yeshiva of Navardik, where the Stipler learned and other great Gedolim. There was the yeshiva of Slobodka, where we know Rav Aaron Cutler and all sorts of Gedolim learned there. Rav Ruderman, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. So Slobodka's mahalach was all to say about how great people, how great a person, human being can be, how great a person is. It was godless of them. And in the Vardik, the Avodah was shiftless on them, how low you are. You're nothing. See, there was one time, two older bachrim in the yeshiva in the Vardik, and they walk into the yeshiva, and there's a new bachur sitting in the yeshiva in the Beis Medrash, and during Musar Seder, he's saying to himself, Ich bin garnished, I'm nothing. So the two bachrim, the older bachrim looked at each other, and they say, who does this guy think he is to think he's nothing already? You just got here. You already think you're nothing? I mean, it's a high level to think you're nothing. You can't, become nothing overnight. So Moshe Rabbeinu's level Moshe Rabbeinu's level of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu led him to the conclusion that he's the most honored in the planet. Because obviously, once you realize how great Hashem is, and you realize the seven rakiyas open, and in a novado, who am I? I'm nothing. So that's the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. There is a very interesting chazal also, a Zohar, that, right by the Akedah, it says, Avraham, Avraham, right? Avraham, Avraham, Vayomer Hinei. So the question is, it also says in the Chumash, Moshe, Moshe. It calls Moshe Rabbeinu. But if you look in the Chumash, there is a line between Avram and Avraham. There's a line there. It's called a psik. Avram, line, Avraham. Same thing when it says the other Avos. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no line. It says Moshe, Moshe, no line in between. So the question is why? So the Zohar HaKadosh says, the reason is, because by Avram Avinu, there was a certain separation between the two Avrams, between the Avram of the Guf and the Avram of the Neshama. The Avram of the Neshama lives in Shemayim, knows that there's nothing in the world other than Hashem. The Avram of the Guf lives in this world, and there's a little bit, There's a separation between those two Avrams. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no separation between the Moshe of this world and the Moshe of the Neshama. The Moshe of the Guf lived on the same level as the Moshe of the Neshama. That's what the Zohar says. So it's exactly the same the same point. So now I just want to reiterate what we said yesterday. The point of this is not to come and compare Avram and Moshe. I mean, who cares? You know, in other words, we're not, oh, who's greater? That's not the issue here. First of all, it's not important. Second of all, who are we to even start that conversation, right? But the point is to point out that these are two methods that are given to us in the Torah as examples of how to come to full understanding that Hashem is everything. This Eino Milvado concept. There's the method of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is basically raising yourself up over the world completely, detaching from the world, which, like we said, that's not really for us. That's not really on our level. Then there's, and that's why he was Rabbeinu. He showed us that there's such a thing as a Rebbe. He showed us and he taught us that there's such a concept. That's not who we are. And then there's the concept of Avram Avinu, where as an Av, he directed us in a way of life. And the way of life is that even living in this world, we can come to a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really behind everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the one controlling nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the one directing traffic. And that's the understanding. Okay? Fine. Now he goes on a little bit to explain in the very last chapter, Perek Yud Dalet, in the very last chapter, he goes on to explain that the incident where Moshe Rabbeinu requested to see Hashem has to do with this. In other words, what was Moshe Rabbeinu trying to see? Hareini na es kvodecha. So, Hashem, I want to see your kavod. What was he trying to see? So based on what we said on Sunday from the Kedusha, that Melo Chol Aretz Kvodo, really, we said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem lives in two levels. Hashem exists in two levels. He exists on the level of Ein Od Milvado. He exists on the level of Elokim, right? But he also exists on the level of Ayur Kivavki, which parallel two other levels. He exists in the level of Moli, the Mimale Kol Alman, Hashem fills the world, and he lives in the world of Saviv Kol Alman. He's a rat, right? He lives in Asar Panim. So he made Halal. So Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, Hareini na es kvodecha, I want to see your kavod in the world. I want to see the Mimale Kol Alman. I want to see the other way. I want to see how you was before the Tzimtzum. I want to see that. And Hashem said, no, a human being cannot see that. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not the way of the world. You cannot experience what the world was like before the existence, because guess what? In that world, you don't exist, right? So in the world, the way it was before the Mali Chol Aretz Kvodo, there's no room for mankind there. And therefore, according to Nefesh HaChaim or the Zohar, that was the Shackle of Atari, incredible. Right? What does it mean? Hashem wanted to see it. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see Hashem. What does that mean? It's a very strange request. What type, everyone knows there's no guf. Hashem doesn't have a guf. What do you want to see? But according to this, it's incredible pshat. He wanted to see how the world existed before the Tzimtzum. How did the world exist before Hashem took his covenant away? That was the depth of the request. And that was the Shaka of Atari. Okay, so Mutashem will continue tomorrow night. Okay, and between tomorrow night and Thursday, we'll wrap it up and start a new Sefer next week, Bezat Hashem. Maybe we'll plan a Siyum on the Sefer.
Yeah.
Okay? Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.